518-697-7400 or go online to WGXC.com.
You're listening to WGXC Acra, 90.7 FM. Get it together.
All together now, the 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday newscast for Greene and Columbia Counties is looking for contributors. Are you a retired weather expert? Have you always wanted to cover high school sports? Do you attend your own town meetings regularly and possess a cell phone? Then you could be a contributor to All Together Now. Send your idea for a regular segment or tell us if you would like to cover a specific beat. And WGXC can share technological skills, reporting rules, sunshine laws, and helpful hints to help report on your community.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by the First Presbyterian Church of Hudson, a faith community open to all. Whether you are single, married, divorced, gay, wealthy, poor, or no habla inglés, if you are just browsing, just woke up, or just got out of jail, it doesn't matter if you work on Wall Street or if you sleep on Wall Street. You belong. We love soccer moms, crying babies, vegans, hipsters, seekers and doubters, tourists and locals. All are welcome. Services held Sunday mornings at 10:45 a.m. You can find us on the web at firstpreshudson.org.
Well, good morning, everybody. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, here at There's a Bright Side Somewhere. Do you hear me?
Okay. I am your child, and I'm worth fighting for. Oh, happy with the weight of my mistakes, you carried me and refused to let me sink under the pressure you meant for me to soar. I am your child, and I'm worth fighting for. Eyes haven't seen, ears haven't heard, all separate me from your love when there's so much more still worth fighting for. Now I'm moving by faith and not by sight towards victory. By the power of your might, you're straightening out my path, opening every door.
You're listening to Mr. Brian Wilson here at WGXC.
Eyes haven't seen, ears haven't heard, all you have planned for me.
This is Pastor Kim here at WGXC. Mr. Brian Wilson. There's so much more worth fighting for. There's a bright side somewhere, and we are here for you, to encourage you, inspire you, to help you to know whatever it is that you're going through and dealing with, it's not a period, it's just a comma, there's more.
Worth fighting for, and I'll be faithful to my wife and children because my family is worth fighting for. No, this world is not my home, but your kingdom here is worth fighting for. I got a mansion over in glory. Worth fighting for. Till I see it, I
Y'all help me say that. Say it one more time for me. Is heaven all you
have? Eyes have been seen. Ears have been heard. All you have planned for me.
Yes. There is so much more.
Still worth fighting for.
Yes, beloved, that is Mr. Brian Wilson with There's So Much More Worth Fighting For. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist here at WGXC 90.7 FM, Accra. And I am so delighted to be here with you today and on our Get Over the Hump Day Wednesday. I'm so happy to have with me in the studio today, Miss Deb Richards, and she is here from an organization called RISE. We met back in March and at an event in Albany, and as we began to talk, we found that we had a lot of things in common, and our conversation was, you know, just filled with connections and things sparking. So I knew that I needed to get her here into the studio so that I could share her with our Brightside listeners and our WGXC family. And this was even before, this is way, well, it was about a week or so before the April 1st zero tolerance issue that occurred. So this is very timely, the conversation that we're going to have today. So if you have someone out there, refugee status, immigration status, that's what we're talking about today. And with Miss Deb Richards from RISE. Deb, say hi to the folks out there.
Hi, y'all. Yeah. And not only is it Hump Day, it's World Refugee Day today. And so we're celebrating that.
And that is why we picked today to have you come in, you know, back in March, you know,
yeah.
We looked at the national day. And so this is not reactionary to the events that are coming into the news every day. And at this point, this was already planned. So God has a plan and God already knows, right? And eyes haven't seen and ears haven't heard. And what we're doing and what you're doing out there in your own particular places and ways is worth fighting for. We want to help people to continue, and we need your help that we can continue to be here on the air at WGXC out of our studios here in Hudson, New York, in Accra, and in Catskill. We are in our spring pledge drive, and we need you to call in. If you like what you hear, if you want to keep community radio, hands-free community radio on the air, oh my goodness, we have totally free speech. Free speech. Don't say that three times fast. We have totally free speech. And that's because we are listener supported. We need your support. So please call in today. The pledge drive number is 518-697-7400. That is 518-697-7400. Or you can go online at wgxc.org/donate. That's wgxc.org/donate. You can also stop on by our studio here at WGXC 359 Warren Street. Come to the 4th Street side. You see our little shingle hanging out there here in the lower level of the beautiful and historic First Presbyterian Church in Hudson, New York. Or you can mail a donation in to WGXC, care of Wave Farm, and that address is 5662 Route 23, Accra, New York, 12405. I will repeat it, 5662 Route 23, Acre, New York, 12405. And listen, beloved, we have a goal of $25,000 during this pledge drive. And yesterday we had a very generous person, a listening supporter, who anonymously pledged a $2,500 match. So everything that was donated yesterday up until $2,500 was automatically doubled. It doesn't matter the size of your gift. Anything will be appreciated. Nothing is too big. Nothing is too small. But we really do need to hear from you all. So please think about us today. And as we're going through our pledge drive, as soon as we get that $25,000 mark, we can go back to full broadcasting without all of these pauses for the cause. All of these pauses for the cause. So we're going to come right back and we're going to talk with Miss Depp. But before we do that, I have a song that I chose that I want to share with you and with her. And this has me thinking also about those who are caught up in all that's going on at our borders, the families and the workers and the families at home and the families here, the children, the parents, everybody. I hope this song will help. This is Miss Andra Day, and it is called Rise Up.
You're broken down and tired of living life on the merry-go-round, and you can't find a fighter, but I see it in you, so we're gonna walk it out. Move mountains, we're gonna walk it out and move. On days, and I'll rise up, I'll rise like the day. I'll rise up, I'll rise unafraid. I'll rise up, and I'll do it 1,008 times again. And I'll rise up, I'll like the waves. I'll rise up in spite of the ache. I'll rise up, and I'll do it. Silence is a quiet, and it feels like it's getting hard to breathe. And I know you feel like dying, but I promise we'll take the world to its feet. Move mountains, bring it to its feet. That we have each other.
That is Miss Andra Day. Rise up. I'm here with Miss Deb Richards, and she is the president of the board of directors for RISE, the Refugee and Immigration Services of Emmaus. Miss Deb, as our Bright Sider tradition is to do, I ask you to tell our listeners what you'd like them to know about Miss Deb Richards.
Well, I am the president of the board of RISE, the Refugee and Immigrant Support Services of Emmaus, and it's RISSE.
Okay.
So it's easy to find on our website and our Facebook page because of the RISSE. I've been an attorney. I'm mostly retired from that, but for the past 2 years, I've been president of RISE, which is really a full-time occupation right now. And I am so committed to making the Refugees and Immigrant Support Services of Emmaus a vibrant and ongoing organization. When I first started at RISE and as a board member in 2013, it was a really kind of a small organization. It had just become a 501c3 from a church organization that had started in 2007 by the pastor of the Emmaus Church, Methodist Emmaus Church in Albany.
Okay.
We are located in Albany and really service the Albany Capital District community with our services.
Okay. And so, with your services, what is it that you actually provide?
We have a after-school program, which also goes into a summer program in the summer, and that is primarily refugee children. We have a few immigrants, but mostly refugees are what we serve. Those children are in our space in Albany. They are transported either by our vans or the school bus to our center. They receive homework help. They receive help with they actually have time to play. We give them time to play. They get a full meal and a snack. That's every day, every school day that they come. And there are from maybe 60 to 100 children that we service every day. It varies from time to time. Right now, I think we are around 70 children in the after-school program. And then the other service, primary service that we provide is a full-time English language program for adults. And that is in a separate building called the RISE Center. And we are the only organization in the area that provides a full-time English program so that a person has an opportunity to receive also funding to attend a full-time English program, because if you're unable to find a job because of poor English skills, the option too is to take a full-time English program, English speaking program. And there are up to 80 adults in those classrooms. We have a first level, second level, third level classes for the English learning program. And other than that, we have other things going on, many, many, many things going on at RISE.
Well, we're going to come back and talk about some of those things as well. Right now, I want to take a little pause for the cause and remind everybody that we are here at our pledge drive, our spring pledge drive, and we are looking for our supporting listeners to, you've been there for us before, we need you to be here for us now, and you can make your support known by calling in today at 518-697-7400 or online at wgxc.org www.kfuo.org/donate. And if you prefer to mail your contribution in, you can send it to us at WGXC Care of Wave Farm at 5662 Route 23, Accra, New York, 12405. And you know, we have some premiums. We have some gifts for those who make donations at several levels. So for $100, you will receive a $50 credit at John Doe Records and Books. John Doe Records and Books is located at 434 Warren Street. And John Doe is open Monday through Thursdays, noon to 6, and Fridays through Sundays, 10 to 6. So for your $100 pledge today, your $100 gift, you will receive a $50 credit at John Doe Records and Books. And beloved, your donations to WGXC are tax deductible. All right. So we hope that you will call in, write in, or come by our studio here at 360 Warren Street and show your support. I'm here with Ms. Deb Richards from RISE, Refugee and Immigrant Service and Support and Service of Emmaus. And we are talking about the programs and services they have there. And you know what they are doing is in order to help people to thrive. Oh, that sounds like a cue up for another song. And it is Thrive. Casting crowns here today on WGX.
Here in this worn and weary land where many a dream has died, like a tree planted by the water, we never will run dry. So living water flowing through, God, we thirst for more of you. Fill our hearts and flood our souls with one desire, just to know. To show them who you are. So living water flowing through, God, we thirst for more of you. Fill our hearts and flood our souls with one desire, just to rise.
Yes, beloved, we were made to thrive. So if you don't find yourself thriving right now, you just hang on in there and you keep on paddling. You're going to get there. We're here to help. And I need your help to keep us here on the air, that we can be here with you and for you. There is nowhere else I know where you're going to get talk and music mix like what we do at WGXC. So please call in today. We are here at the Hudson Studio in beautiful downtown Hudson, New York. And if you feel like you're in the neighborhood and want to drop by, come on by. We'd be happy to see you. We're at 369 Warren Street, and come to the 4th Street side entryway. If you want to mail a donation in, well, get your pen. Here we are, WGXC, care of Wave Farm at 5662 Route 23, Acre, New York, 12405. Also, you can go online and donate at wgxc.org/donate. And if you'd like to just call in, we have someone here to answer your call. And call us at 518-697-7400. That's 518-697-7400. Our friends at John Doe Records are going to give $50 certificates to those who pledge at a $100 level, and that is just wonderful. So we hope that you will take us up on our pledge drive challenge and take advantage of this gift from John Doe Records. We are live here at WGXC Acre 90.7 FM. And I'm in the studio right now with our guest, Deb Richards of RISE, Refugee and Immigrant Support and Services of Emmaus. And we are in the conversation, and she's sharing with us the services that RISE provides to help those who are refugees and immigrants in the Albany and Capital District region, which includes several counties. And we're going to continue our conversation so you can know more about it. So stay tuned. Listen in. Here we go. Miss Richards, so tell us more about some of the services. You were telling us about the after school, and you were telling us about the camp, and you're talking about English as a second language, and that about 80 adults are participating in that to help them get employment and be able to navigate, you know, life successfully in our communities, in our culture, and in the United States of America, right? And you told us that there were more things that you do. So you and your team and your community of volunteers, tell us about it.
Well, we have the two major programs, which, as you just said, and the English language program and the after school program for the kids, but we're family based. We look at the entire family or the entire situation that each individual comes in with. So we have now citizenship classes. Because that was something that was very needed among our participants. We have employment services. We are always in need of staff. But we have in all around 18 staff, but we have five teachers for the after school program. And then we have three teachers plus volunteers in the English language program. And otherwise, we have two key employees, which is our executive director, Rifat Filkins, and our operations director, Francis Sengabo. And Francis was our original first refugee who came to the center in 2007 and is why we came into being. He was from the Congo and had been in a refugee camp, I think it was actually in Rwanda for 10 years before coming here. And so that was when the pastor of the church helped him out. And he is our key person now who finds employment opportunities for many, many people, many families. If someone comes in, they may not be able to focus, figure out a cell phone. They may not be able to know how to get a bus pass. They may not be able to to the healthcare system is a huge thing, and trying to navigate that. We have him as well as volunteers and some part-time staff who help with all of those kinds of things that refugee families need.
So it is really about helping people to be able to thrive in a new land, right? In a new land. And, you know, my little dabbles into American history and black history, and it talks about, you know, when the Europeans came over to America from wherever they came, England, you know, Italy, wherever they came from, in the pioneering days, that there were colleges and agricultural schools and, you know, institutions that were created along with the religious community that were instrumental in helping them learn how to farm in America, make it through the different seasonal changes in America, learn how to speak American Englishese, you know. maybe I can get that word into the dictionary, American Englishese. But, you know, so this is nothing new. This is nothing new. This is part of the makeup of what we do for people who come into our country. Isn't that correct?
Absolutely.
And my hat tips off to the pastor who had the vision, saw the need, and the people who have come alongside to help us to support that vision and that need and see it grow from one man's thought and one man's need to now serving many, many people.
Yes, we have it's probably around 200 families a year that we serve. And there's so many needs, but English language is so important, and you're using the new word, but it's really, really essential for the newcomers to learn the language, and it's so hard. Learning English is, or another language is so hard. They may come in knowing three or four languages, just not English.
Yes.
You know, so it's kind of a misnomer to say English is a second language, because this may be their third or fourth. Francis, our operations director, I was just saying he was pivotal in starting RISE. I think he knows five languages.
You know? That's absolutely correct, as you state that it's true. People come here with many different languages, and we're trying to master English here. Many of us don't even have a second language to fall back on, and we're still stumbling over which there is there, you know.
true.
So, well, we are really glad to have you here today, and we're going to continue our conversation about immigration and refugees. And I had a question, the distinction between the two. But before we get to that, we are going to play another song. And you mentioned that this gentleman came from the Congo. Well, we live here in an area where there are hills and valleys. And, you know, whether you come from the Congo or wherever you come from, there's just one God and Father of us all. And he's the God of the hills and the valleys. Let us hear this song in tribute to those who are here on the hills and the valleys as I get it going for you.
I walked among the shadows, you wiped my tears away, and I felt the pain of heartbreak, and I've seen the brighter days, and I've prayed prayers to heaven from my lowest place. Have held your blessings, God, you give and take away. No matter what I have, your grace is enough. And no matter where I am, I'm standing in your love. On the mountains I will bow my life to the one who set me there. In the valley I will lift my eyes to the one who sees me there. When I'm standing on the mountain, I didn't get there on my own. When I'm walking through the valley, I know I am not alone. You're God of the hills and valleys. Yeah.
get broken. In you I hope again. No matter what, I know I'm safe inside your hands. On the mountains I will bow my life to the one who sent me there. In the valley I will lift my eyes to the one who sees me there. When I'm standing
today, talking about the God of the hills and the valleys with Ms. Deb Richards. She is the board president for RISE, Refugee and Immigrant Services and Support for of Emmaus here in Albany in the Capital Region. And so we were talking and she was telling me about a gentleman from Syria that, you know, benefited and helped by their programs that she was talking with yesterday, and just how, you know, thrilling, and her and Wanda in a camp for 10 years, Lord have mercy, and to be able to come and have freedom and have hope and have his wife and children. That's just a beautiful thing. So I wanted to ask Deb to explain for you and for me the distinction between refugee and immigrant. And so, Deb, what's the difference?
Well, a refugee is a person that has been persecuted in their country for it's a religious reason or a civil liberties reason. It's not an economic reason, and they are vetted through a United Nations agency. It's called the United Nations High Commission for Refugees. So they're from all over the world, and they apply to this commission, and it's usually a very strenuous, rigorous process, and it's even more so in the current administration. I have heard that now they have to go through every single relative. They have to give their every single cousin's address. I mean, can you imagine trying to give the address of all your cousins, let's say?
No,
every
I couldn't.
Place you've lived for your entire life.
No, I couldn't.
You know, but it's many, many other things that are required. So, and the requirements to be a refugee have always been strenuous and rigorous. They have background checks. They have to be fleeing from persecution or harm. And then less than 1% make it to the U.S. government to where they are then looked at one more time. And again, it's often a two-year process. And then they have the opportunity, some, to come to the United States. We are way down in how many people we are allowing into the United States. I think the number now is 25,000. 2 years ago, it was 145,000. It was going to go up to. It never went up to that point. And in the Capital District area or in Albany, it's called USCRI. It's the United States Commission on Refugee and Immigrants.
Relocation or something?
It's the organization that when they first come into the area, USCRI it's called, and Committee on Refugee and Immigrants it's called. And they bring in, for the first 90 days, so they're given a certain amount of money, very little, but they're settled into an apartment, they're into a school. Since October, there have only been 130 through the Albany area, which is down from there was a high of 600 coming in, and so this is devastating in when you look at the world's needs in refugees and what we are doing to not allowing in all the peoples of the world. But to your question, those are refugees. Let's say in our English language program, if a person comes in not knowing the language, they could be an immigrant. And an immigrant would be, whether they're documented or undocumented, we don't care. We don't know. They have to provide certain registration information, and we have one day where they can register for classes, and that's, I think, Monday when they come in. And immigrants can be, they may have documentation, and then they come through the process of the immigration process. Then there are asylum seekers, there are migrants, and I think that's what we've been hearing a lot now on the borders, and the horrible things that are happening to families as they're being torn apart. But
okay, so explain a little bit about an asylum seeker.
And a person seeking asylum is already in this country, and they need to show the same thing, that they've been suffering suffered persecution or violence in their own land. And the requirements to getting asylum, I am not as familiar with, but they are already in this country when they apply for asylum, and they've come in, they may have come in through an undocumented situation or through a documented situation, and they're saying, we can't go back to our country, you know, we'll get killed, our children will there'll be unspeakable violence, and you hear about gangs in different countries and how devastating it is for a family to have to see their kids being subjected to being forced into gangs or being forced into military service or all these things, that little children. Those are some of the reasons that they will give for seeking asylum.
And you know, from my, you know, limited knowledge, you know, I'm not an expert in these areas. I get basically my information from personal research into, you know, things that track my attention or, you know, preparing for an interview such as we're doing today. And of course, our media right now is saturated with information about what's going on in our border. And one of the questions, and this is a rhetorical, this is not for an answer for you, but, you know, in my mind, I'm thinking, okay, so After the World Wars, we rebuilt Germany, we rebuilt Europe, we rebuilt Japan. You know, I mean, why is it that people, brown and black people around the world, are not able to get to the stature of being rebuilt or built up, delivered from, you know, these various forms of violence against them the way we did for, you know, our, those persons in Japan or in UK or, you know, other parts of the world. It's just a question that, you know, raises to me. People are trying to get here, not just because we're so fabulous and wonderful. They're trying to get here because of where they are is unbearable. And they are putting themselves in harm's way just trying to make the journey. And then when they are arriving in, you know, current decisions that have been made, their nightmare is becoming a horror, you know, or more of a horror. And so do you see... Rise, is there conversation with Rise or any other organizations to sort of have these kind of conversations within our communities? Because some of the people who rah-rah and cheer turning people away at our borders, like I think one of the bills that were proposed is Securing America's Future Act. And I looked at that name and I said, okay, but it's really more like Securing White America's Future Act, you know, and we have such an opportunity. I guess I'm going, y'all, I guess I'm going into my spiritual social commentary here at this point. But we have such an opportunity here, which is to fulfill or live out what they call the American experiment, you know, democracy being an experiment, right? A land where people can come, where the Statue of Liberty stands in the harbors of New York, and say, give me your poor, give me your wretched, give me your masses, right? And we have such an opportunity here to secure the future that we're just not the race, y'all. It's the human race. We all start and birth, finish. I thought how you might want to use that when we're going to have this conversation here with Deb today, when we're talking of 11,517 minors that are in the unaccompanied children's program. And it's not that they came unaccompanied, is that they were taken away from the people that they came here with in many instances. I'm not sure about the percentages, but we do know that there are young people. And so we have legislators, and, you know, I want to shout out all of you legislators who are have come to a decision and are trying to get a bill passed that says that unless a child is coming because of human trafficking, or unless they are being harmed, that they're not to be separated from their family or the adult caregiver that's bringing them with them when they reach our borders. That we can certainly provide for families to stay together. And, oh, we're getting close to time, but, you know, I'm not even going that direction, because actually that's going to open up a whole nother level of conversation. So I guess at some point we can have that conversation later. But there's a lot of activity going on. What kind of, you know, your experience in this area, your board work, your exposure to people who are coming in as refugees or immigrants, what kind of advice or counsel could you give to people who are looking at this issue, whether it is the Joe Public or elected officials? Anything you want to weigh in here that you think might help for the conversation?
Well, I think being and coming and visiting, right, being and coming and visiting Rise and to see how joyous it is for the kids to be together after where it's so hard because there's bullying, there's things that are going on during the school. It's just kind of a natural consequence of not being able to speak the language, looking different, and the language barrier is huge, and different cultural backgrounds where react to things. They comes coming out off the buses, off our vans. We have three vans, and there's you can just feel their stress level going down. You know, and they're playing, and they're just, and they don't have to prove anything to anyone, and you know, and they're getting the help they need, and it's just a joy to see. And of course, we can always use volunteers to help with the children, and then the same thing with the adults. I think you mentioned the one man, his name was Ahmed from Syria, and I had just tutored him a little bit in the beginning. And that was a year ago. And to see him at me from across the lawn saying, I have a job, I'm, you know, and speaking to me in English after 1 year, you can, and speaking to me, we have support for refugees and protecting them and giving them the what they need. We're very fortunate in that. And that's not true of other states in the United States.
Well, I tell you, I have just appreciated so much having you here today and the things that you have had to share with us and hearing what you've had to say. And I hope you will come back again because I feel like we can continue on conversation. We're getting close to the end of our time, but I do want to give out another appeal to all of our listeners. Oh, my goodness. You know, $5, $10. Don't think your gift is too small. If you have to stretch a little bit to give us $5, you will be so happy. You will be so happy to know that your $5 is going to something that is worthwhile and worthy. We are asking for your support today here at WGXC. And our pledge drive number is 518-697-7400. That's 518-697-7400. Online, you can go to wgxc.org/donate. And if you'd like to mail your gift in, tax deductible, it is to WGXC, care of Wave Farm at 5662 Route 23, Acre, New York, 12405. And beloved, listen, if you have enjoyed a Bright Side Somewhere, if you have enjoyed the music Maestro Man out on location yesterday, such a wonderful, beautiful day. The music for the masses with Miss Neva Martell, the morning show with Mr. Phil on the weekend, Faith Matters on Sundays with Pastor Joanna, Dustin, amen. 7 o'clock in the evening, if once a month, but hey, he's here. You know, there's so many drive-by, Crossroads of Rhythm with Mr. Alan Skerritt. There's so many good programs here for you, and we want to be here for you, but we need your help. If you make a $100 pledge today, you're going to be able to receive an original blown glass bowl or pitcher from the Corning Glass, and that's for a $100 pledge. So, beloved, please think about us today as you're getting ready to, you know, do your budgeting or go through your pockets and your pocketbooks and your checkbooks. Think about WGXC. It has been my delight to be here with you today. And with me in the studio is Miss Deb Richards. I'm so thankful and grateful that you came down all the way from Albany to be here with us today. And beloved, as I get ready to go, I also want to share that on this Saturday, All Nations Church is going to have their fifth church anniversary. So you need to get in touch with All Nations Church. They're on Fairview Avenue. There's a sign on the door with the phone number. Don't have that here in front of me, But think about them and go out and help celebrate them. They're going to be at Anthony's in Leeds on Saturday. Pain Amy Church will be sponsoring, hosting the Dads and Grads Breakfast on Saturday the 30th, and that'll be at 6 High Street in Chatham, New York. There'll be two seatings, and you can call the coordinator for there, Pastor Iris, at 518-209-8663 for more information. We'll also have those announcements available on WGXC. So we hope that you'll come out and support. There's going to be an all-star, team all-star appreciation dinner for volunteers from all around our county who have been working with their churches. And that's going to be, and God Belongs in Our County, sponsored by God Belongs in Our County, the network of churches around the county who come together to do some great things. And that's going to be at Kozel's on July 20th. And you can call Reverend Linda Van Alstein, whose number also I don't have available right now, but she's the coordinator for that, for more information, or contact me, or we're going to make sure we get this information to you through WGXC. Well, beloved, it's about time for me to get up out of here, but listen, I just want to share. I don't care how dark the clouds may look, how low they may hang, the sky